Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142 in Sefer Tehillim. Perek Kuf Mem Beis is another opportunity to experience the emotional tenor of a story that is recorded in Navi. This story is recorded in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Dalet. But first, let us hear David HaMelech's words as he records a maskil, a tefillah that he writes in the cave in Ein Gedi. He writes, Koli el Hashem ezak, Koli el Hashem eschanan. My voice screams out to Hashem, my voice entreats Hashem. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, I pour out my complaint to Hashem. Sarasila fanav agid, I tell him of my anguish. Behisatef alai ruchi, v'ata yadata nesivasi. When my very soul faints within me, you know my path. Ba'orach zu ahalech, on this path that I have trod upon. Tamnu pachli, they have laid a snare for me. Habet yamin ur e, look to the right and see, ve'ein li makir, I have no friend, avad manos mimeni, I have no escape. Ein doresh lenafshi, there is no one who cares about my soul. Za'akti elecha Hashem, I cry out to you, Hashem, amarti, I say, ata machzi, you are my refuge, chelki be'eretz hachayim, my portion in the land of the living. Hakshiva el rinasi, listen to my tefillah. Kidalosi ma'od, because I have been brought so low. Hatzileni me'rot fai, save me from my pursuers. Ki amtsu mimeni, because they have overpowered me. Hotsia mimasker nafshi, take me, release me from my confinement. Lahodos es shemecha, to give thanks to your name. Bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki tigmol alai. Allow the righteous to crown themselves with me when you, Hashem, bestow kindness upon me. When we listen to David HaMelech call out to Hashem, I think it is very clear that his pain, his anguish, his desperation, and his feelings of isolation dominate this perek. David is without a human companion or friend who truly will help him or will understand him. And it is clear that the only force that he can count on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you read this perek, you might imagine that it reflects a story of David running away from his enemies, being pursued, and indeed being confined, being caught, and calling out in desperation to Hashem in what he believes are the very last moments of his life. He has no place to turn, not to the right and not to the left. But you might be very surprised that in fact this capital reflects the story in Sefer Shmuel where it was Shaul HaMelech who was actually trapped and it was David who had the upper hand. This reflects the very famous story that occurred in Ein Gedi, when David indeed was running away from Shaul, and David and his men entered a cave and went to the very recesses of the cave. Soon after, Shaul HaMelech, who had 3,000 strong men with him, needed to relieve himself and therefore entered the very same cave, but he left his 3,000 men at the entrance. So now Shaul enters alone and is quite vulnerable. David's men gleefully call out to him, This is the very day that we have been waiting for. Clearly, Hashem is sending you a message that it is time to arise and to take revenge upon Shaul for having pursued you and attempting to kill you. To David's men, this was a clear message that Hashem wanted David to end the life of his Rodef. But David was ambivalent. He didn't know if it was actually the right path to take. And that is the source of the desperation that we see here. This is called a maskil l'David. A maskil, according to the Medrash Tehillim, reflects David's contemplation. Hiskil David viada. David thought. He thought deeply into the situation that presented itself to him, and he knew that there is nothing better than to daven. He felt trapped. David felt trapped more than Shaul, because Shaul was blissfully unaware. But David was caught betwixt and between. He was caught between his desire on the one hand to avenge himself and his desire on the other hand to restrain himself. David was physically caught between Shaul's men, who he would encounter if he tried to leave the cave, and his own men, who might oppose him if he refused to arise and kill Shaul. What David actually did was, he cut the corner of the garment of Shaul HaMelech. But once he did it, he realized that he needed to take a stance. And he said to his men, Chalila li me Hashem im e'eseh es hadavar hazeh la'adoni l'mashiach Hashem. He said, God forbid that I should go the whole way and actually kill Shaul HaMelech. No, he is the anointed of God. This chapter opens with David saying, Koli el Hashem ezak, koli el Hashem eschanan. The Medrash notices that the word koli is used twice. David said, I cry out to Hashem, shelo epol biyado, that I shall not, God forbid, fall into Shaul's hand, but I also beseech Hashem, shelo yipol biyadi, that he should not fall into my hand. God forbid that I should become a murderer. And this is the source of David's dilemma, and that is why he pours out his soul to Hashem. He tells Hashem, you know that I have tried my whole life to do the right thing. And right now, when I look to my right and I look to my left, I realize that there is no one here, no human, who truly knows me. Ainli makir. There's no one who cares about my eternal soul. Ain doresh lenafshi. There's no one who cares about my neshama. It is only you, Hashem, who is my refuge. Chalki be'eretz hachayim. You are my portion in the land of the living. Because whether my time has come and Shaul will gain the upper hand, I know that if I do the right thing, I will merit an eternal life. And if indeed I am meant to live, I want to live without a blight on my neshama. And therefore, I say to you, Hashem, Hakshiva El Rinasi. This entire chapter opens with the idea, Biyoso b'me'ara tefila. At first, when we translated this, we said David composed this tefillah in a me'ara. But there is another way to encapsulate the message of this capital, and that is, this is a maskil that David composed when he was in the Ma'arat Tefillah. He was literally in a cave that surrounded him and that protected him with tefillah. And that is the message that I leave you with. David understood that ultimately the righteous would crown him if he redeemed himself with tefillah. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.